Hi, my name is Ezra. I am a fifth grade student at Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Nella DiPaolo. Nella was born in Italy and worked on a farm for 13 years of her life. She currently owns a restaurant on the north side called Giorgio's that serves Italian food. Her father was somewhat opposed to the farm work that they were forced into in Italy and often visited other countries, while her mother was forced into much of this work, and she and her siblings were too. And often they were so tired of this work and simply didn't want to do it any longer, and they often just ended up playing with one another while their mother was somewhere else off doing work. She disliked her life in Italy. But then she also told us that there were also some reasons that she loved it. The food, there was the scenery. There was a lot of difference between Italy and the country she lives in now. But how she made it to the United States was that her father had brought her older sister there and then invited them there to enter this new life without the hard work and the struggle. They were cheering, they were laughing, they were so happy. And her mother just told them, "Why are you so happy? Why are you so excited to have your life change? You are leaving your homeland." Their mother disagreed for quite a long time, but eventually she gave in and they flew to the United States. Nella told us that her first impression when they entered the United States was all the light. There was so much light, unlike all the darkness she had seen in Italy in the night. She said that this light gave her hope for the United States and that her hopes were fulfilled for the most part. But when she came into school, she was bullied very harshly. She was bullied. She was skinny. She really didn't know very many of the American language or customs. Children at her school just saw her as different. One example of bullying in her life was when an older kid pushed her against a fence in the schoolyard. Her brother, when he saw this happening, was so mad that he crushed the older student's nose and broke it. She was several grades behind. Many of her teachers underestimated her abilities since she was not from the United States. After she graduated from high school, she had three children, one of which passed away at only 5 or 6 years old, and now she has one grandchild. She's visited her home country, Italy, many times, both the house that she was born in and more popular areas like Venice and Florence. One of the most important things, I believe, was always to have hope. And especially when she's lived a life that is just the same thing, basically, over and over again, it's always good to have hope for something new and always to be resilient when that new thing doesn't work in your favor. Based on her description, Italy is different. There are certainly areas where I would love to go in Italy. And then there are some places that she described having harsher rules and a harsher way of living, but also having some special qualities that nowhere else exhibits.